We're back, and we're in the studio, and God, I can't believe where the time has gone. So, hi, Tracy, how are you?
I'm now,
you've
good.
Been
glad
to the show.
Be back. Are
you, we're glad to have you back.
Thanks.
We're going to, I just want to tell you that Tracy does every kind of credit coaching. You can, but in particular with a short sale or somebody who has to do a foreclosure, what have you...
Well, what's interesting is FICO, which is the scoring system, that's the oldest scoring system that bankers use when they decide what risk level a consumer is when they're getting a loan, recently came out with some very secret information that they're unveiling to the general public. And they're saying that a person who has a 780 credit score, which is a very good credit score, the scores go to 850, so 780 is excellent. If they have a short sale, their score will drop to a 620 to a 640.
So when you have a short sale, if your credit is decent, now you have a short sale, it drops to 6.
Like 50 points.
Like over 100, like 160 points.
160.
Excuse me. Yeah, around 150 to 160 points.
Wow.
But the thing is, the difference between a foreclosure and a short sale with a deficiency balance, hopefully there is no deficiency balance, and that's
going to be... Does everyone know what a deficiency... I'm not sure if everyone knows what a deficiency balance is.
But the deficiency balance is basically the difference between what you owe and what the bank is going to get to sell the property for.
So apparently...
What you're short. Yeah.
Right.
So hopefully the bank will waive the deficiency balance, and that's part of negotiating
right.
the short sale.
You don't want to have to... And when you negotiate, that's a good point. You want to make sure that they waive that. You don't want to have to do a short sale and then find you still owe the bank money.
You want the realtor that knows how to negotiate these things.
Right.
The
well, that's
sophisticated
why
realtor.
At Douglas Elliman, of course. But you really want to even use... We have people that are working for us that specialize in it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have them on one of our shows.
So the difference between a short sale without a deficiency balance is a higher score. So instead of having a 620 or 640 if you start with a 780, you're going to have a 655 to a 675. So it's still a bad, it's still not a great score, but it's not as bad as if you had a deficiency balance. So having the right realtor is going to make a big difference for that. Now, it takes, if you do nothing, it takes 7 years to recover if you start off at a 780 credit score.
Well, for that caller that called in about her daughter from Long Island, so if they did nothing, it would take her 7 years. But what might
that
they do?
That was a bankruptcy?
Well, she was debating whether to go bankrupt or just try to hold on to the house.
Right. A bankruptcy would take 7 to 10 years.
So a bankruptcy would take 7 to 10.
But because we clean up credit, and that's what my company does, we can clean somebody's credit up way before then. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say within a year and a half to 2 years from the bankruptcy, we could start working on cleaning up the credit, and they could be back to having excellent scores within, I would say, 3 to 4 years.
So would it be fair to say that you're like the credit doctor?
Yes, we are the credit doctors. And there's a lot of nurses and anesthesiologists.
You make their credit healthy.
Absolutely. And this thing
I'm
that people...
I'm going to start calling you doctor now.
No.
Now doctor.
No? I have to get insurance for being a doctor then. No. But in any case, if you have... The interesting thing, which is really amazing, is if you have a 680 credit score, which is like the lower end of average, and you have a short sale with a deficiency balance, the score will drop down to like a 575 to 595. But it'll take you only 3 years to get back to where you were.
Wow.
Which what that means is if you already have negative credit, you're in a better position when you go to have a short sale or a foreclosure because it's not going to take as long to get to where you were before you had that problem. So,
right.
And this is so important because so many people call me and they say, oh, my God, you know, I don't want to hurt my credit. I've had like 10 late payments over the last 5 years. But if I go to short sale or foreclosure, I'm really going to ruin my credit forever. No, your credit is already ruined. Because
I see.
90-day late payment will drop your score 120 to 50 points and take 3 years to recover from anyway.
So the damage is already done.
Exactly.
Right.
So let me ask you something. What if you're on vacation, you somehow forget to pay a bill, your mortgage payment. You telling me that your
credit's
ruined?
I feel like you're reaching here.
That means that you're on a very expensive vacation.
Right.
And you better enjoy it. Because it could cost you for the next 30
and
years.
And you don't take vacations anyway, Dottie.
No, that's why I don't.
Me either.
It's a hypothetical.
Never on
vacation. It's a hypothetical. It's a dream.
But to answer your question, if you have a 30-day late payment, and that's it, you will recover much faster than if you had a 90-day late payment. And this is the information that FICO released recently.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that.
This is really recent information. So if you had one late payment, if you don't have another, there's a quicker recovery. But if you have two, if you go into 60 and 90, they're extreme late payments at that point. And that's going to take longer, and it's much harder for us to remove. We can remove it, but it's harder, and the possibility of recovery is longer. So if you don't have any late payments and you're thinking you want to have a short sale or a foreclosure, you really need to evaluate the whole situation. You need to figure out what your goals are in the next 3 to 5 years, because if you're an older person and you're not looking to buy anything or do anything financially for 5 to 7 years, then you may want to make a choice that's different from somebody who's in their early 20s. So it's not just one issue that you have to look at. You have to look at the whole picture.
That's great advice. That's great advice. So now, Sergio, I wanted to ask you, so the key in anything that anyone does is to do it ahead of time, correct? Even if you're going for mortgages and you're going to go to DE Capital where Jan is and you're going to contact them, you want to know what your credit is then so that you can really take care of it before you apply.
Yes, I think with credit you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself for the future at all times. And there's one good example of this when you're getting a mortgage. If both of the people who own the house don't have an income, I mean, one of them doesn't have an income, if they both are not getting the mortgage, but why put them on the mortgage? Because later on in life, let's say there is a short sale or a foreclosure or a bankruptcy, the one person who's on the mortgage has to go to bankruptcy and maybe include all of the credit card debt in their name. The other person's credit can be salvaged. So if you do have to send your kids to college 3 years after you go to bankruptcy or have a short sale or a foreclosure, if you're both not on the mortgage, then one person could put the new loan in their name and they have the good credit.
Okay, but let me ask a legal question. If you're buying a home with a loved one and you're not on the mortgage, which means you're not on the debt, would you still want to be on the deed?
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're not on the deed...
if you're not on the deed, then you're not
you know,
a co-owner.
In case that loved one decides to say, see ya, bye-bye,
yeah, I mean, banks,
then you really are out of luck.
The issue with banks...
What do they say? SOL.
Yeah, exactly, which is a legal term. Banks these days aren't crazy about having people who aren't on the note who are on the deed, right?
No, they'll still do those transactions without a problem. You just can have a hypothecation agreement to make sure that in the event of a foreclosure or default or something like that, that the party who's not on the loan doesn't stop the process because they have to give up their right to that.
Yeah.
And Jan, you were saying that even if somebody has a foreclosure, that if they want to get another property and they're willing to pay a much higher interest rate, it's possible. I mean, it's possible to get money. If you have money, you can always get somebody for a high risk because you've had a foreclosure, it's charged you a lot more interest.
There are still remaining hard money lenders out there. I mean, the interest rates are terrible, but the fact is that if you were really insistent in one wanting to buy something, I guess if you want to pay, 14-17% or something like that, you might be able to find that money out there.
That's like the old...
And I just want to also say that's one of the things that Tracy has really, which she's going to continue to talk about, and I'm going to get you a schedule for when she'll be on so you can make sure to listen, is the fact that, you're going to pay higher interest rates, you're going to pay higher on your credit cards, you're going to pay higher all around whether you're buying or not if your FICO score isn't high. So it's something you really want to check out. And you also want to check out because of all the identity fraud and things of that nature, which I've talked to you about because you know it's happened to me. And sometimes you have no knowledge that somebody's even done that.
Exactly.
So you really want to be on it, right? And we're hoping that we can get together next week. I know that we're both busy because this way on the Douglas Elliman website, we'd like to get some of her tips and all of your information so that people can... I know you're going to be writing a book.
I did write it. It's coming out probably in the next month.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm dying. I need an autographed copy.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I said to Jerry, you were the only ones that's in my books yet.
We're the last two people on Earth.
You'll be writing them soon.
Soon. Okay, but I tell everyone my book was going to say, I said, my book will say, and the names are the right names. They're not protecting the innocent. They're right out there. You better be nice to me now.
Uh-oh. You got some people nervous now.
But if you need me to answer any questions, you could reach me at 914-524-8300. That's North Shore Advisory. And my website's on the WOR website. You can connect to it.
Right. Now,